A reading from Ephesians. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand the evil day. And having done everything to stand firm, stand therefore to fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever you make ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always preserve in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak. One does not live by bread alone,
but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
There are two equal and opposite errors into which our race can fall about the devils. One is to believe in, is to disbelieve in their existence. The other is to believe and to feel an excessive and unhealthy interest in them. These words were penned by C.S. Lewis on July 5, 1941, in the preface to his book, The Screwtape Letters. In this book, the demon Wormwood is struggling to hold on to the human who has been put in his care. Wormwood's uncle, Screwtape, fills the pages with words of encouragement. The reader can hardly help but notice just how subtly these demons exploit human weaknesses to accomplish their purpose. It's enough to drive anyone to despair, especially when we see evil in the world that can only be the work of these subtle, manipulative devils. Through baptism into Christ, we have entered the struggle against their influence in our world. God makes us able to stand our ground against evil. Now, Ephesians is a letter which is attributed to St. Paul, but it was most likely written by one of his disciples in his name. In the letter, Paul writes the community in Ephesus from prison as an ambassador of Christ in chains. He has suffered many abuses for his witness, and he asks the church to pray for him so that he may make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel. Soon it becomes apparent that Paul is driven to speak, as if by some force beyond himself, for he says, "I must speak." Perhaps he is driven by the same spirit in which he commands his audience to pray. It seems that Paul is caught in a cosmic war between God and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. We're tempted to believe that the world is a neutral place in this conflict. But this war is not contained to the heavens. This is what Paul means when he says, "Our struggle is not against enemies of flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers, the cosmic powers of this present darkness." The spiritual forces of evil rule and have authority over human beings. However, they rarely exercise their power in broad daylight. St. Paul characterizes their work as wily, crafty, scheming. Like undercover operatives engaged in an influence campaign, They keep to the shadows of our present darkness, encouraging mistrust, ignorance, and apathy. We don't often recognize their work, but occasionally it culminates in a sinister display that no one can dispute. Last week, a grand jury in Pennsylvania named over 300 Roman Catholic clergy who were implicated in sexually abusing or covering up the abuse of more than 1,000 children since the 1950s. The jury released a 900-page report detailing the abuses, which were preserved in the church's own records. High-ranking church officials spread the darkness of apathy by gagging victims of abuse. They spread the darkness of ignorance by concealing information from a trusting public to avoid scandal. Even now, their sins are spreading the darkness of mistrust in the body of Christ, in the power of the gospel for salvation, and in God. This horrifying revelation is the latest exposé which reveals our subjugation to the spiritual forces of evil. None, not even those who are called to administer the gifts of God, are invulnerable to the wiles of the devil. The same forces which have manipulated the trusted leaders in the Roman Catholic Church are also working on us. They are subtle, evasive, whispering in the shadows of our subconscious minds, so that we are never fully aware of their scheming. They gently persuade us that our neighbor in need is somebody else's responsibility. They tactfully convince us that we are somehow more deserving of grace and forgiveness than our adversary is. They quietly nudge us to justify ourselves at the expense of those who suffer from the hurtful things that we say and do. They misdirect us with worldly pleasures so that we overlook the cross of Christ. They exercise their influence in our lives with a single goal: to discredit the Son of God and to turn the sheep in God's pasture loose. Their plan is easily seen in Paul's imprisonment. Restrain the apostle with chains, break him with suffering, weigh him down with a criminal record, and distance him from respectable society. Paul's faith is incredible when we realize how easily the world around him was manipulated into spreading darkness. He never stopped trusting God, even when it seemed as if the cosmic rulers and authorities of his age were succeeding. Instead of abandoning hope, he commanded the community in Ephesus to always persevere in supplication for all the saints and to pray specifically for him. For through their prayers, God strengthened Paul and the saints with a message for a world under enemy occupation. At the height of their power, the devils occupying this world used all of their tricks and all of their influence to drive the Son of God to the cross. He suffered death and was taken to their realm in chains as a conquered king. After 3 days in their power, he was liberated by the spirits. He drove them from their strongholds and he threw down their mighty places. They have been routed, and we glimpse the Son's final victory through his resurrection. We enter the ongoing struggle against their influence in the world through baptism into the Son's death. The Son of God alone equips us from the heavenly armory for cosmic battle. God equips us with everything that we need, making us able to stand our ground against the forces of evil. The belt of truth encircles us, leaving no room for cover-up or deceit. The breastplate of righteousness covers our hearts, making us able to stand before our accusers. The shoes that we wear should help us swiftly run from the field of victory to announce the gospel of peace. The shield of faith, our trust in God, protects us when we are in the heat of battle. The helmet of salvation keeps us secure in the knowledge of what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. And the sword of the Spirit drives the skulking enemy from the shadows into the light. Here we stand, fully clad in the armor of God, knowing that we have victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This heavenly armor has not been given to us so that we can parade about admiring ourselves in uniform, as it is sometimes so tempting to do. It has been given to us so that we might stand our ground in the face of adversity and come to the defense of those who are vulnerable. For the Roman Catholic Church, this means going beyond apologies to addressing the institutional failure which led to these atrocities. For us, it might mean the daily examination of our thoughts and our attitudes in light of the armor we wear. It might mean re-examining an old problem or an old injury through the eyes of faith. It might mean having the courage to speak your truth or having the grace to listen to mine. It might mean standing up for what you know is right in God's sight, even when popular opinion is against you. It might mean denying yourself so that someone else can have life. The armor of God has been given to us with a purpose. Let us wear it wisely each day of our lives. We live in a time when many in this country dismiss talk of demons, liking to think of themselves as more enlightened than those who came before us. It is just at these moments when we are most vulnerable to the influence of our enemies. Denying their existence gives them free rein to operate in the world without risk of being caught. Those who keep alert and stand against them limit their power to do harm. Remember the calling into which you have been baptized. Enter the struggle, knowing that God is with you, and God makes you able to stand.